the August Crop Production Report. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Max. With new survey and observation-based information, USDA revised spring crop production estimates in its August reports. Rod Bain has more.
It's perhaps arguably the biggest forecast of the year for the U.S. Agriculture Department. The August reports that take spring crop production estimates, the first ones for the calendar year based on surveys and field observations.
August is always a great month for us to retool our idea of what crop production is looking like out there.
USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says that results sometimes in estimates that differ from earlier USDA projections and that may differ from the expectations of ag industry analysts for production and yields of various crops. So with that said, the August reports had their fair share of surprises compared to trade expectations.
We're estimating right now that we're going to have the second highest yield on record at 168.8. That's 2 bushels above trend.
And for corn production,
we're looking at 13.7 billion bushels. Trade had an average trend profile of about 13.3 billion bushels, so we're up from the average trade expectation. Indeed, we're above the high in the trade expectation as well.
The chief economist says similar increases were noted for the nation's soybean crop, such as production estimates from USDA in August, higher than industry expectations.
Yield, we're at 46.9 bushels per acre, and that's almost a bushel an acre above trend yield, giving us a total production of 3.9 billion bushels.
Compared to the average trade estimate of 3.7 billion bushels, well above trade expectations. Now, while the corn and soybean crops were larger than expected based on USDA surveys, the opposite findings occurred with the nation's cotton crop. Lower production than expected.
We are projecting a reduction in our cotton acres planted and overall production. Both of those are down almost 20% from last year. This will be the lowest acreage since 1983, and we are very much below trade estimates on our cotton production.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.